Cuban government agents in the United States. They said they were helping to prevent terrorist attacks in Cuba. Well, Irma Gonzalez is the daughter of one of the five, Rene Gonzalez. When she came into the NewsHour studio earlier, I began by asking her when she'd last seen her father.
I saw him 3 months ago. I'm able to go and visit him, which is not the case of my mother and Adriana Gerardo's wife, one of the five.
Why is that?
They haven't received a visa since their arrest. Well, in the case of Adriana, she hasn't received a visa since the arrest, so she hasn't been able to see him for over 12 years. But in the case of my mother, she was living with my father when he got arrested, and when the trial was going to begin, like 1 year after that, the prosecution tried to negotiate with my father, trying for him to testify against the other four. And he didn't accept this, so he didn't negotiate with the prosecution, so they arrested my mom and they deported her back to Cuba. And since then, 10 years ago, she hasn't received a visa.
And how does she feel about the fact she's not been able to see her husband for so long?
It's just, it's wrecked our family. She hasn't been able to talk to him, to see him. They haven't been able to see each other. We've been trying to raise awareness about this around the world. We have the support of many organizations about this and the case of the five. Like Amnesty International just recently released a note on behalf of the five on the fact that it was not fair. The trial was not fair.
Yes, because Amnesty International has been campaigning for some time on the issue of visiting rights for your mother.
For their wife, yes.
But now they're taking it wider. What are they looking at now?
It's been a long time now since they are campaigning on the issue of the right of the wife to visit their husbands. But just 2 days ago, they released a note taking in account and saying that they believe that the trial against the five was unfair. It was made on Miami, and there were many violations of the rights of the five.
On what grounds was it unfair?
Well, it was unfair, first of all, because of the venue. It was in Miami, which is not an impartial venue. And also
because of the number of Cuban Americans there? Because
yes,
of the number of Cubans?
Because of the organizations that the five infiltrated to gather information about the terrorist acts that they were going to do against Cuba, live in Miami. They radicate in Miami, and they organize themselves in Miami, and they're very powerful and well-known in Miami.
Let's be clear. Your father has admitted, did he not, to spying, to intelligence gathering for Cuba on American soil?
Yes, they are not spies. In fact, they could not be being charged with spying. So they were charged, some of them, with conspiracy to commit espionage because the prosecutor thought that someday they would commit espionage.
Tell us about events in Cuba at the moment. There does seem to have been quite a change over the last few months. Businesses, private businesses being able to start up. Comments from Fidel Castro in interviews that are slightly warmer towards the United States than there have been in the past. Do you think things are changing in the country? Do you think that might help your father's situation?
I think different things change in every country. It's just that about Cuba, every little thing is just a big issue. I think those who live in Cuba know that there's always change about something. But
these are fairly big changes in a country.
We just think that it's something that it was made just to, as I said, to develop our economy, to do something different, to try to grow as a country. But that doesn't change our principles or the main idea of the Cuban system.
And that was Irma Gonzalez, daughter of Rene Gonzalez, one of the Cuban Five. Now you've been sending it.